Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind here on ACB Radio, where your listening is our business. I'm Brian McCallan. The show airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Now on for the show. Hans-Jürgen Weiberg has developed a new special app to help the blind with everyday tasks. Some of the tasks include navigating a room and reading milk cartons. This app is called the Be My Eyes app. Hans joins us to talk about that app. Hi, Hans.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's great to have you here, too. Let's first learn about you. Foundation Fighting Blindness says that you were diagnosed with Usher syndrome. How did Usher syndrome cause your vision loss?
Well, I had a pretty normal vision until I was 25, and then the vision started to be more and more narrow, and I lost my driver license, and I had to give up my farming career. I was just about to take over my parents' farm, but then I realized that that was not a good idea. So.
Did Usher syndrome also cause you to have some hearing loss? I understand that hearing loss is one of the other symptoms.
Yeah, from my from birth, I had a not big hearing loss, but some hearing. I do have a hearing aid. So
We were looking at other blind people who used FaceTime. That's the video conferencing tool on the iPhone to get help from sighted individuals. This is blind people. And so the blind people were sending all these help requests to neighbors, family, and friends. And those help requests were really overwhelming and overburdening these peoples. How did you decide to invent Be My Eyes and solve this problem?
Well, it was because one of my friends said that he used FaceTime to do exactly what you said, and but then he said, but I always have to call someone, and yeah, that just triggered me to get this idea that we should make a group of volunteers who could answer such a call, and I thought that would be pretty easy to do that, and but it's turned out to be a little more complicated than that. But
We'll get to those volunteers in a minute. But you presented the idea for the Be My Eyes app at this special Denmark startup event in 2012. Tell us more about the event.
It's an amazing event. It's mainly on a university. Here in Denmark, it's twice a year, and you can just go there, and then you get 1 minute in English. Even now we speak Danish in Denmark, but this was totally in English, and you get 1 minute to present your idea, what's the problem and what's the solution, and who do you need to help you. And I did that with this Be My Eyes idea, and I was lucky to form a team who thought it was a great idea. And on top of that, we won the prize for the most innovative idea. So that was a great weekend. I can highly recommend to join one of those arrangements. I believe they are pretty much all over the world. Startup weekend.
The app finally launched just in 2015, on January 15th. Why did it take 3 years to launch?
The first year we spent raising the money, because we soon realized that we needed to do this the right way from the beginning, and we needed to hire professional people to do the coding, and we needed $300,000 to do that, and it took a whole year to raise that money, and then we spent a year, more than a year, developing, making prototypes and having them tested with more and more blind people testing it. And then in November 2014, we launched here in Denmark. We didn't tell anyone about it. It was what people call a soft launch, just to scale up the test group. And then we had, I believe we have 150 blind people and 400 helpers testing it for those months. Then around New Year, we decided that we should put it out there. And then on the 15th of January, we launched all over the world.
You know, you mentioned coding. What's coding?
Well, building the app. We have two guys who has done most of the work. A front-end developer who has made the app that is on the iPhone. And then a back-end developer who has done the server part. You see, the app is connected to a server, and this server connects the two people and manage all the things that has to be done there.
Briefly tell us about the team that's working with you on developing the app and their contributions to the project.
Well, we are those two developers and then a CEO and myself. And then we hire in people once in a while to do some special things. But it's a very small team, and has been there all the way. Lately here, we have had help from some great volunteers to answer some of our more than 8,000 emails since the 15th of January. So we've been extremely busy answering emails and so on. So, but I'm very grateful that we have so many volunteers who has stepped in to help us out.
Let's get into the bones of the app now in terms of how it works. Mm. What do our listeners need to purchase the app?
Well, it's you need to download it. It's a free app, and all you have to do is you need to have an iPhone, and it needs to be an iPhone 4S or newer, or something that's would be like it. You can also use iPad or an iPod if you have that, but it needs to be a newer one. And what you do is you go into App Store and download Be My Eyes, and then you choose what role you are. If you are sighted or volunteer, it's the same app. You just choose, and then you sign in with your first name, last name, email address, and a password, and then you're good to go. So it's a really simple and easy to go app.
Are there any versions available for Android and Windows users?
No. You see, the money we got from this, one of the biggest foundations in Denmark, Velux Foundation, they make Windows. Those money were meant for an iPhone app to develop that one. And the reason why we started with the iPhone app, because here in Denmark, I know quite a few blind people here, and they all use iPhone. And I must admit, at that time, I didn't think that the blind people were using Android at all. I have learned that there is quite a few blind people around the world that uses iPhone, and we are working hard to raise some more money so we can develop a Android version. But I can't tell you when, but we are working on it. So, but it's not available yet.
What are some of the new updates being worked on for the app? Anything in the future?
The thing that we work on is, you see, we are totally surprised by this, how well received the app has been. So I thought that we had plenty of time to do a little improvement once in a while and so on. But now we are really working hard on to improve, because we realized that sometimes people have to wait quite a while. We don't want people to wait more than 2 minutes. And even 2 minutes, that's a long time when you're waiting. But sometimes you have to wait way longer, and sometimes something goes wrong, and then just nothing happens. And then you have to hang up and try again. And so, and we really want to improve that. And that's what we're working on. So we don't have any updates or new features or anything, and I don't think we will have for quite a while before we absolutely nailed it with this one. So that's our main focus, to improve the experience for the users.
So how do our listeners begin using the app once they purchased it?
When you have downloaded it and you have logged in, you just open the app, and then there is one button, and that button says connect to next available helper, and you press that button, and then the app will send a request to the server, and the server will pick a random helper speaking the same language. And then if that helper is available and has time to help, he will get just like an SMS, and then he will slide across the screen, and then he answers the call, and then the video connection is established. This video establishing the connection takes between 10 and 15 seconds, so there will always be some waiting time. But then when the connection is made, the volunteer can see what the blind person is pointing at with his phone. We always use the camera that facing away from the blind person, and you can talk together.
What are some of the typical or acceptable requests that volunteers can respond to?
Well, it's very much in-house things, so to speak, things that you do in your house, where many blind people live alone, and then they want to do some cooking, and then they need a pair of eyes to see something, the recipe, or what's in this can, or is this lots of things, and also a laundry machine to adjust your laundry machine. Maybe you use the same program every time, and then once in a while you need to wash your sweater or something, and you just want to make sure that you do it right. And if you have some new piece of technique, and you have some buttons you don't know what they are for, and then you can have someone tell you. And we have also had people using it in a hotel room to find out what can you describe the room for me, and then have something do that. And also we had a girl who got off the bus, and then she needed to find the door into this building, and then she was guided the last 20 yards to the house, and she needed to find the right doorbell to press, and she used Be My Eyes for that as well. We don't recommend that you use it to cross the street, but if you are safe, you can use Be My Eyes to get some information about your surroundings, but you have to be careful.
How long on average does it take for the volunteers to respond to the help requests?
Well, it is, the very most of it is within 3 minutes, but sometimes something goes wrong and it takes longer time, and we are working on that. But if you are waiting more than 3 minutes, you should hang up and try again. And very often it is below and way below 2 minutes.
What days and times are best to send out help requests? I understand the volunteers, even the users, they got to get their sleep.
Yeah, well, you see, especially if you are English speaking, you can press any time, day or night you want, because we do not send out requests to people after 10 o'clock at night and before 7 o'clock in the morning. But if you speak English, we just, and you live in California, we just ping someone in New Zealand or Australia or Denmark or whatever who speaks English. So in that way, we have turned the time zones into our advantage. You would think that it would be a disadvantage, but in our case, it is really an advantage, because then we don't have to disturb our volunteers, and you can still get help around the clock.
You can also change languages on the app. How do you do that?
Well, we have a you can go into settings on the Be My Eyes app. When I said there was only one button, it's not right, because there's a little bit settings button, and when you hit that, you will come to another screen, and there you can choose language. You can add another language or change the language that you're you see, when you download the app, the app goes into your phone and see what language you have set your phone to speak. And for instance, mine is set to Danish. So when I hit the button, I will be connected to someone speaking Danish. But then I can go in and add another language. So if there isn't any Danes available, I will just get someone speaking English or German or whatever language I can speak. So you can add an additional language or more language if you speak more than one.
Let's talk about the app's other features, because the listeners, they can use the app with VoiceOver on their iPhone. How do they do that?
Well, you have to have, if you log in as blind, you have to have VoiceOver turned on to be able to log in. Because we assume that people are either blind or severely visually impaired, so we expect them to use VoiceOver. So that's the way you do your login.
The users, they get awarded points for using the app. How does that work?
You see, it's. I won't say it's a mistake, but when we made this, we thought it would be hard to get volunteers to do the work. So we thought we need to give them some kind of encouragement or something they can brag about or so on. So we made this point system. You can't really do anything. When you help, you get some points, and that's it. It's not an important thing, and you can't do anything with the point. You can only tell your friends that you have 100 points on this scale. So it's not an important thing. And now where we have so extremely many volunteers, it's really hard to get points. So it doesn't make that much sense right now. So.
How do our listeners decide to become volunteers if they wish to do so?
Well, just like the blind people, they go into App Store and do exactly the same thing. They just choose sighted. I'm a sighted helper, and then they log in exactly the same way.
As a nonprofit organization, how is the app financed?
Well, and that is a challenge. We are financed by we got those $300,000, and that's what we are living on right now. And they will last until September, the 1st of September. So right now we are working hard to raise some additional funding, and we really try to do that, because otherwise we need some money, not a lot, but we need some money to keep it rolling. And if we can't get any funding, then we may ask our users to do some subscription or something like that. But we really want to keep it free, and I think we can. That might also be, we might add a donation button to the app, so people voluntarily can give us a little money once in a while. Or we might add some powered by some big company or something like that, who can then, like a commercial, give us some money or something like that. But we're working on several different approaches, maybe even a crowdfunding campaign we have been talked about, but we haven't decided yet. So,
how can your listeners share their experiences using the app? About using the app.
Well, we have actually, when you have done a session, there is a screen where you can let's say it's to share your experience, and then you can share, you can tell about it on Facebook and so on, and we are happy to read about these experiences. You can even write us a mail. We have a mail address called mystory at bemyeyes.org, where you can send if you have some a longer story, and we will be happy to have those stories. So,
how can our listeners learn more about the app?
Well, they can go into bemyeyes.org, and that's our webpage, and they can read about it, and they can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, where we, when we meet some famous people and so on, we post about it there. I happen to run into Stevie Wonder at CSUN in San Diego here last week, and I managed to get a picture together with him, and we have posted that on our Facebook page and also on Twitter, and he thought that Be My Eyes was cool. He didn't say that he had used it himself, and I don't think he has, but at least he said it was cool. So that was great.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would like to say that I am extremely happy about this interview, because our challenge right now is to reach out to as many blind people as we possible can. You see, we have 170,000 volunteers, and we have 17,000 blind people signed up all over the world. Right now, we are connecting people in 80 different languages, which I think is absolutely mind-blowing. But even if you can say that 17,000 blind people, that's a lot of people, but unfortunately there is 60 million blind people in this world, so we have a long way to go. And my dream is that we can also reach people in blind people in poor countries, as in Africa and India and so on. And the reason why I believe we can do that is because in those places they go directly to mobile phones. They don't have landlines and all that, so they kind of skip that phase, and goes directly into landline and connectivity in Africa and India, especially in the big cities, are rapidly improved and getting better and better. So I really hope that we can reach out and really make a difference for a lot of blind people in areas where it's extremely difficult to get help and so on. So that would be my dream, if we can reach out to blind people all over the world, and not only in developed countries. So, but yeah, that was a long one.
Hans, you're an inspiration to help us in navigating our world. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I welcome comments and suggestions on any of my shows. Just like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind, or follow me on Twitter at Speak Out Blind or Speak Out for the Blind. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening, and remember to speak out. Join me, Brian McKellen, on Speaking Out for the Blind. I interview famous and inspirational blind individuals and other specialists about a wide variety of topics, providing you with the steps to achieve your dreams. Speaking Out for the Blind airs Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific, and repeats every 2 hours overnight and throughout the next day, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream.